the Tom Likas Show.
I call in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us in studio, as he does every other Tuesday, is attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom. How are you? Great to be here.
All right. Have you recovered from our anniversary party? It's my first question.
Yes, no doubt, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, I met all the P1s. It was fantastic. And I got really motivated. I went to El Pollo Inca.
Yeah, I saw you posted about that.
That was unbelievable. And I just bought a black box. I'm very pumped up, Tom.
Look at you.
But I told you, P1 to P1 love, you know?
I see that.
But, Tom, I've been thinking about something this week, and I really wanted to talk about it today with you. And this came directly from the party, by the way. You know that there's this principle that's based on John Locke, which was that as a human being, you have the right to life, liberty, and property. And then Thomas Jefferson changed that just a little in the Declaration of Independence, talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think it goes very much into your philosophy, Tom. I think it's something that's kind of behind all the different things you talked about. I met so many guys that came up to me. I was kind of a celebrity, you know, at the party.
I know.
And a lot of guys came up to me and told me that they're married and they are so unhappy, they don't even know what to do. And it's the thing you talked about, being a beaten dog, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. And when you talk about life, like, what's the purpose of life, you know? Obviously, you have the right, you know, as a human right. One of these things is pursuit of happiness. And if you're with this woman that's making you miserable, and that's pretty much how it comes out for everybody over time.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it starts off pretty hot, but, you know, that could last a couple of weeks or months. But after a while, it degenerates into this horrible thing. And when you're profoundly unhappy for a really long time, it's really sad. And you look at the percentage of people that take mood-altering drugs, you know, legal ones, Prozac and Zoloft and all that stuff. I mean, that's like a big chunk of the population. And you know that I also represent women. I actually got a call. This was like one of my first, by the way, Tom. I got a call last week from a woman from this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because until now, it had been like guys, you know, because that was kind of your core audience.
Yeah.
But I got a call from a woman, and she said, oh, can I just ask you something? Do you represent women? And I said, sure, I do. And then she started talking about, I mean, if I had killed the voice and just listened to the words, like if it was a text or whatever, she said the same thing that guys say. She's married to this guy. She's super unhappy. You know, it's the same kind of mentality, the same kind of talk. And it just really seems to me that it defeats the basic purpose of life. I mean, life itself. I was talking to a guy in the past couple of days. I sort of asked him to call in, actually. I was going to call him. I don't know. Are we allowed to do that, Tom? We call out?
Well, we've done it ourselves.
He said it was okay to talk about it. So I know you're sensitive to this stuff, Tom, but I did ask him.
Okay.
And without saying his name, he's supposed to be getting married in the next couple of months, and obviously he is really freaking out. And he is not a fool. He's not getting married at 20. He's in his 30s. He's accumulated some property. He has some houses and a business and some other things. And he starts talking to me about, you know, I'm under this pressure to get married. She really wants to get married. And he can't understand this thing. And it's really true what you've always said, Tom, about women thinking about money. He says to her, come on, we love each other. And there's, you know, no issue between us. Why do we need a piece of paper? What difference does it make? So she comes up with, you know, what about like making medical decisions? If I'm your wife, I can make medical decisions. And you know, Tom, there's a medical power of attorney that you can make for someone. So that's, you know, you don't have to be married to do that. The things that you can get as benefits in being married are all available through other methods. For example, if you want to leave all your property to your wife, and you know, that's automatic. But if she's just your partner, you can write a will. And leave everything to whoever you want anyway. So you don't have to be married to do that. So anyway, She's sticking to her guns, so he starts thinking about wanting a prenuptial agreement. And she theoretically agrees to that, but, you know, when it comes to the actual doing it, it's not going to happen.
Or more importantly, reading what you have had written for you.
Well, I thought about when you had the pile of 50 prenups or whatever, and you
yes.
gave it to the ladies.
I literally went to Kinko's, back when there was Kinko's,
yeah.
and I had to have it collated and stapled. You know, this is like a big print job. And I printed.
I'd love to be with you, sweetie. Here, you have to read
yeah,
this first.
Literally, it was the cardboard box from Kinko's that the stack of paper came in. And I took a magic marker and I wrote on the side of the box, take one.
And I love it.
As each girl would leave, I'd go, why don't you take one of those on the way out? Take a look at it because you might want to have an idea of.
That's exactly right.
Where my head is at.
What I really experienced, especially, I made this big effort and I got the Likettes for you again, and I think they were a big hit at the party.
They were a huge hit.
And you could see how the single guys were, you know, laughing with them and getting their autographs and stuff, and the married guys were wiping away tears, you know, and it was like, it's this hopeless thing. I'm with this bitch, she's torturing me, and when I see a beautiful woman, you know I'm never gonna have that. And I mean that's gotta take away your spirit. I mean, I know we're not spiritual people, right?
Right.
Being atheists and all, right? But
we're not talking about that kind of spirit, though.
There is another kind of spirit, right?
Of course.
I mean, you have to like love life or whatever. At least you're
yes.
optimistic. I mean, okay, maybe you know you don't necessarily think you're ever going to get your own Playboy playmate. I think there's only 12 a year, right?
Right.
But you want to have some hope that you know you're going to have someone who's going to really be gorgeous and appreciate you and all that other stuff, even for a short time. And when you're married, it's like you're so far away from that possibility. And then you go back and look at your wife, and she's looking at you with these seething eyes filled with anger and hatred. And, you know, it's funny because, like I said, I do have women clients. And the big difference between men and women in divorces, I've noticed, in terms of really being honest, because they're sitting and consulting with me, and they're spilling their guts. And they're telling me things I don't even need to know. I mean, classically, a woman tells me, you know, my husband was horrible in bed and he had a small dick or whatever. And I'm like, thank you, sweetie. Too much information. I didn't need to know that. That doesn't really make a difference in California law. And we have, especially in California, we have no-fault divorce. And that's actually spreading throughout the country. Even New York does that, by the way, Tom. No-fault divorce.
Oh, I know.
They changed it.
My first divorce was in New York State.
Oh, really?
And back then, you had to not only have fault, you had to decide who the complainant was.
Right, right.
And I remember having an argument with my first wife about who the complainant was going to be.
That's right. You lived in New York. That's right. You were like, this was your early marriage. Yeah,
yes.
I remember that. I guess that was New York.
And it was funny because she said, here's what she said to me. Of course, she was 23 or whatever when we were doing this. She says, I want you to be the complainant because I don't want to have like, that's like having a bad record. The next time I get married, someone's going to say, oh, well, you filed for divorce.
It's like a mark against your credit.
Like, yeah, fine. I'm the complainant. All right.
All right. You win, sweetie. But in terms of no-fault divorce and so forth, you know, when I do talk to these ladies and they start complaining, their whole approach is very different. Guys are just more bewildered. And I think I mentioned this was very true of Danny Bonaducci, who I represented years ago. And we were just talking on the news about Ozzy Osbourne, who's actually my neighbor over in Calabasas, California. And, you know, Ozzy is insisting that the divorce is not happening. And he's in just total denial about it. It's terrible. And guys get caught unawares. What's amazing about a typical woman client for me is she will sit down and list all her grievances, all the fights that you think she forgave you for. No, no, no. She's holding on to that stuff and harboring that for years. And her general conclusion at the end of listing her complaints, essentially, is that her husband has completely destroyed her life. And she blames everything that's wrong and all her disappointments in her life on her husband. And I've even said, you know, and we're talking to my client, Tom, so don't forget, I'm on her side, theoretically. Nice. I've even thrown it out there once in a while, like, you know, whatever your name is, you know, maybe you're overdoing it here. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe, you know, you're kind of putting a little too much on your husband, you know. You have to take some responsibility for yourself. And isn't that our big thing, right? Personal responsibility, whatever.
Right.
Nice American value. And she'll say, I see what you mean, but you're wrong. It is my husband's fault. So if that's what you want to live with,
oh,
God
my.
Bless you, man. Good luck.
Who cares whose fault it is? I mean, the real truth is it's nobody's fault. I mean, even though people, you know, what I've said, various women can be bitches or this or that. The reality is, that, you know, in my own case, let's go back in time. I met somebody in 1991 who is exactly what I needed
right.
in 1991. When you look across the breakfast table, you're seeing the spitting image of what you needed back in the year when the two of you met. Now, one of you or the other, usually not both, one of you or the other has gone off in a different direction.
Uh-oh. Growing apart, eh?
Growing apart, or just growing at all.
Right.
And so one day you wake up and you say, this is what I needed in 1991, but this is not what I need in 2000. It's a new right. century, and I got to do something about this.
Right.
That's how it happens. So getting away from all of the who's a bitch and who's not, the reality, I think, in relationships is usually closer to the idea that maybe you had a lousy job in 2006, or maybe you weren't feeling good about yourself in 2006, or maybe the other person wasn't feeling good about themselves in 2006, and now they feel better about themselves, and they feel they can do better than you. That's really closer, if we're going to be honest, to what goes on in America.
Right. And you know something, Tom, that really dovetails also with the thing that you've talked about. It must be something instinctive that women know. Because women, as we've said, will kill you in success, and they'll trip you up. Because they instinctively know that, for example, you're talking about 1991 or whatever, they know that if you become more and more successful, and you're not the guy that you were in 1991 when they first got with you, that you're going to move on from the relationship also.
Right.
They want you to kind of be what you've always been.
Right.
And that's a very interesting thing, and it's very counterintuitive to think of that. This is also the thing where you talk about your family sabotaging you. I mean, it might be true that your mother and father love you and all, but when you're talking about doing something that they consider unusual or strange or something that's really going to differentiate you, that really puts panic in their hearts, and all of a sudden they're saying hostile things. And it's very, very true that women in particular must realize that they're not going to hold on to the guy if he's too successful.
Well, for example, they'd like you to be a doctor or a lawyer right. or an architect when they meet you.
When they meet you. That's the 91 person.
Right. But what they don't want is you're a truck driver, and then you come home one day and you say, you know what, I'm going back to school. I'm going to get that degree. I'm going to do what I should have done in the first place. That they don't want.
You're going to trade up?
You're going to trade up. And they know you're going to trade up. And so they will get in your way.
The other thing that's really important about this, and it relates totally to what we're talking about and what you're talking about, Tom, and this is, for me, like a computer analogy. I mean, I have sat in my life with clients or with women I was dating or just women I know and talked about these things and talked about these things and these behaviors, and in particular some of the really destructive things that women do. There was an article I read, you know, randomly on the internet the other day, and they're talking about the 10 things that women do to screw up their marriages, like the 10 worst things that they do. And it's the silly stuff, you know, it's gossiping with their mothers too much and, you know, being insensitive to their husbands and all this kind of stuff. And I was really thinking about the computer analogy. You know how, like, a computer has the software that it loads off of the hard drive, you know?
Right.
And you can, you know, run a word processor or you can run a browser or whatever. But then the computer also has the BIOS, which is the firmware, which is built into the computer.
Right.
And that's like the basic stuff, which is like how it communicates with the ports and how it reads the keys and so forth. And I think, honestly, and this is really, I know that we get criticized, Tom, for being misogynistic or whatever, but I have to say that this is just recognizing reality, that a lot of male behavior also, but a lot of female behavior is basic. It's in that firmware. And I have had intellectual conversations with highly intelligent women, and they know what you're talking about, and they understand, but they can't help it. Because it's not the loaded software, it's in the firmware. And we were just talking now, Gary mentioned on the news that Rihanna is back with Chris Brown again, apparently.
Right.
And I mean, it's unbelievable. When you talk about all the claims that they make that women stay with abusive men because they make less money, which is not true, and Dr. Farrell proved that that's not true. I know he was a guest of yours years ago.
Many times.
He's a great guy. He proved that that's a lie, that women earn less. But even if you believe that, and even if you believe it's all economics and women stay in abusive relationships because they have no choice because they're enslaved economically, supposedly, which is another thing that's been posited, Rihanna is a very wealthy woman. She has a house in Pacific Palisades, okay? She does not need to go back to Chris Brown. Okay, and it's another one of these parallels, like what happened with Whitney Houston. You get with this crazy guy, and he's already proven how crazy he is by beating her up that time. And now they're doing this on again, off again thing. He's getting in bar fights. And over time, he's going to kill her. For real. And I've said this to women when they're telling me they're with some crazy guy. And I say, you realize that sooner or later, you're going to end up dead. It's not just going to be a broken nose next time. It's going to be death. You're going to get murdered, okay? And he's going to be a horrible person to have children with. And you're consigning yourself to a life of pain and torture. And they can't help it. That's the firmware. That's the basic structure. Something that's very basic in the feminine mind. And it's something that they can't help.
Well, I also believe that when I'm, of course, she's rich and you'll say it's no big deal. I think if you are involved with someone who abuses you and the police come in and they take you to jail and you stay in jail and you have electronic monitoring, there's a cost to all of this. And I think if you go back with that person, the least we should do as a society is to make that woman pay.
Oh, of course.
For all of that. The court time, the jail time.
And do you know how much it is, Tom? It's unbelievable.
I know how much it is. I've seen my property taxes. I know how much it is.
Now, you should know, Tom, that when I go to court now, all the fees have been increased for every kind of filing in California, across the whole state, and in other
right.
states, too. The court systems are in terrible shape. But if a woman goes to file a domestic violence claim to get a restraining order, how much is the fee? Zero. Okay, that's free. So I go into any courtroom. You could do this tomorrow morning. Any courtroom, there's 25 cases, and the first 15 cases are domestic violence cases. And every single one of those is revenue neutral, where the state of California and the court system of California is getting no money to have these papers be filed, to have it heard, to have the judge and the clerks and everybody else sitting there dealing with it. Okay, and every other fee is being increased, and all this is burdening the system because these women are crazy. And by the way, there's another important issue, which is that when they do order treatment, it's always for the guy. And that's been emphasized now in the VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act.
Right.
How come the woman doesn't have to go get therapy? Something's wrong with her, too.
That's what I've always said.
Well, that's a fact.
I mean, there's something wrong with you if you keep hooking up with one abusive guy after another. And the explanation from the feminists is that men are just violent or
yeah.
men are all rapists.
Can't find a man who isn't.
Right.
They had the thing with Paul McCartney when he was with that crazy one-legged woman. Remember
right.
her? And she called the police in England or whatever.
Right.
Like 150 times. Okay? And they finally said, you can't keep doing this. This is costing us money. This is ridiculous. It's a terrible burden on the taxpayers and everything else. And when everything's screwed up like it is, and this emphasis, and again, in the end, the man is obviously the predator. Maybe he does have a problem. He needs to see a therapist. But the woman is the victim and the virgin, and she doesn't have to do anything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely right. I will take a break here. We'll come back. Attorney Adam Sachs is our guest. You may have questions about divorce, vagina money, child support, child custody, prenups, postnups. Should you even get married? We can talk about that. And as you know now, Adam also has been advertising his services as a criminal attorney. You may have DUI questions, other related legal questions. You can call us right now at this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866 on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Have you or someone you know recently been arrested? Well, one thing's for sure. When you're stuck in jail, you want out. And fast. So here's a number for you to remember. 800-WE-BAIL-U. That's 800-WE-BAIL and the letter U. It's S&H Bail Bonds. S&H is a family-owned and operated company that's been in the bail business for decades. They provide 24-hour service and cut through the police red tape to get you out quickly, typically within just minutes of taking your call. 800-WE-BAIL-U. Give it to your friends and family, just in case. When you're arrested, getting out of jail fast is critical. You need to be free to speak to an attorney, gather evidence, talk with witnesses, and prepare your defense. S&H is quick on the paperwork, has affordable payment plans, and they even offer discounts. And no matter what roadblocks the police put in your way, S&H will simply not quit until you're free. Call S&H Bail Bonds at 800 we fail you. Their friendly staff is standing by day and night to serve you. That's 800-WE-BAIL and the letter U.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000, or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com. The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. We are here with attorney Adam Sachs, 901-3000-866. Justin in Phoenix. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Justin. What can I do for you?
Listen, I'm in Arizona. I'm dealing with a custody case. And my son will be 2 years old in October on the 9th. I've never even gotten a picture. Never gotten a supervised visit.
Geez.
Never gotten a picture from my mother. I was married to the woman. the judge said in open court told me I had zero rights. I've been accused of molesting another child in order to use a restraining order as a custody device. Listen.
Wow, Justin.
I've had
really
my
sorry.
Life flat ruined because she's decided. Well, hold the phone. She has to check into suicide prevention once a week to get her government check. Yet she has our child unsupervised, unchecked, and I'm getting shoved right up my ass.
All right. Well, see, Justin, again, and this is what we were talking about before. I mean, this really relates to the concept that, you know, obviously the woman is always right and the man is always wrong. And as you can see, the courts are very inclined to trust a mother, even if she's suicidal, even if she's in and out of mental hospitals with her children. And then the man, of course, is super suspect, and he's obviously a molester if she says so. And this is the way it is now. And the statistics actually show that more than 80 to 85% of child abuse is committed by women, including child sexual abuse, by the way. So the
I was physically and sexually abused by a woman, by my mother. And I'm telling you straight out, it happens.
Of course.
Without any amount of doubt. You know, here's the thing. This is what blows my mind. I was in the very same position the minute I was born as my son was in the minute he was born. Okay. 36 years, and all we've done is went down the drain even further. This is a very simple concept. I mean, here's the thing. We can do math around here. Allegedly, and let's just say allegedly, it takes 100% from both parents to raise a child properly. Now, if we decide to be selfish bastards and go and get a divorce, then we can only offer up to 50% apiece at that point. Well, that's not going to happen because we decide to argue over shit like BMWs and stuff.
No, but we're not talking about property here, okay?
One way or the other, I think the only thing we should be allowed to have at one point, if we're going to file for divorce, we should sign our rights away, we should sign that we're guilty already of child neglect if we don't have a proper parenting plan for our kids first. We should get one officer, one room, and 1 hour to get that parenting plan in order acceptable by a judge. Well, we both go to jail for a month, period, for fucking with our children. Not for being bitter, bickering to ourselves, but for fucking with those kids. And at the end of the day, all this arguing over who owes what and who fucked who and who was drinking when, it just pisses with the kids. And if we have time to argue about that but not pick our kids up, we need fucking put in jail anyway.
Very intense. I think it might be a good idea, seriously, and I am licensed in Arizona, so I can help you. But I think it would be a good idea for you to get it straight with a lawyer and to work within the system as it is now. Obviously, you've been accused of some kind of molestation, and the judge thinks that he's protecting your child from you, which is horrible.
Well,
and
that,
obviously
that's great,
untrue.
But we got 9 pages from the Yavapai County Sheriff that says that when a child was finally investigated on my insistence, that the only thing they could get from the child was that mommy lied. Mm-hmm. Now, the welfare report that I've received says that they have cleared me, and they believe the only reason these allegations have come through was to get the child away from me for no reason. They have no reason to say that this would happen. So one way or the other, you would think that they would come back and say, well, I think we need to offer you some supervised visits, so forth and so on. That's not what they've done. They actually charged me lawyer fees. They actually put a warrant out for my arrest. They actually, I mean, it just went further and further and further. I'm over $20,000 in debt from one court date and never even laid eyes on a picture. You know, so, I mean, one way or the other, when their experts say the man did nothing and the woman is being scandalous, they need to come back around and say, well, we need to, like, have her pay for these problems, have her pay for the investigation, have her pay for false report, have her pay for all these things that, you know, I mean, this has ruined my life. I can never, ever get my life back. Every time you look my name up online, these allegations can be found, but it can't be found because it's sealed what the outcome was. So my name is burnt for the rest of my life.
Wow. It's hardcore.
What do you think about
it? Hardcore. All I can tell you, all I can tell you is I'd be happy to help you with it, and you got to take it seriously. It's no joke. It's crazy. This is how far things can go.
I can get a lawyer. But what am I going to do? Go into the very same judge? Go into the very same system that has acted this way already, and I'm going to give a lawyer up to $40,000 to go in and argue with the very same jarheads that did this to begin with? You know, it seems to me that it's almost better to take my lumps and scream loud enough that the whole situation needs to be fixed than to sit here and say, well, I'm going to give up my house, my home, my business, my vehicles, everything I'm worth just to hopefully change someone's mind who's obviously unreasonable. To change the system's been the same way since the day I was born. It doesn't make sense.
Thank you for that, Justin. I'm sorry to hear all that. It's a really sad story. It's something to think about before you get married. Again, this is what happens.
Well, you also see what he was talking about, Tom, where it repeats, where he apparently chose very poorly in terms of who he got involved with, but apparently he has issues, too, with his life and his original childhood. You know, Tom, I saw this movie the other day. It was called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And
was that on Lifetime? Where was that?
That was a real movie, and it was originally a book. He's right. But it was actually pretty good. And in the movie, the main character, which is this guy, a teenager boy, realizes that he was molested by his aunt. And this is something that is just not acknowledged. And the people that I saw it with were just like, gasp. Oh, my God, what do you mean a boy got molested by his aunt? And it's like, yeah, all the time. Most child molesters are women. Hello?
Yeah. Unbelievable. I know it goes on. I know it.
Of course.
Dan?
It's not acknowledged.
Yeah, Dan in Los Angeles. You're on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Great.
And Adam?
Now, Dan and I have been communicating. Good talk again, Adam. Dan and I have been communicating for the past few days, Tom. And Dan is about to get married, and I've been trying to talk him out of it.
Oh, boy.
So take it away, Dan.
Well, you know, I wanted to do a prenuptial agreement, so I contacted Adam to see, you know, what we could do. And turns out I contacted him a little too late because since there's already, I guess since there's already plans, you know, in effect for like the wedding reception and the actual date's not 100% set in stone yet, but since there's already plans in place that a prenup wouldn't stand up. You know, if we did do a prenup now.
Now, did you know? I don't know how long you've been listening. I've been telling you this for years.
Yeah, but apparently, Dan...
Yeah, I must have missed that part. I have been listening for years.
I'm sorry.
I must have missed it.
Dan, didn't you also talk to a different lawyer who told you it was no problem or something?
Yeah, I did. I talked to a lawyer who told me, oh, yeah, 2 weeks in advance, no problem.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is something.
There's great misinformation out there.
Yeah, I guess there's some lawyers, you know, I mean, he may have just been trying to, you know, sell me on something, just trying to make a buck.
You know what, Dan, what particularly intrigued me about what you were talking to me about, and something I'd love for you to talk about briefly, if you don't mind,
sure.
With respect to your girlfriend or fiance or whatever she is, you know, we were talking about the alternatives, and I understood that you were saying to her, honey, we don't really need this piece of paper, and what difference does it make? And no matter what it was, she was sticking to her guns, right? She wants to get married no matter what.
Yeah, but, you know, and we're still having this conversation. It's still, you know, I'm still trying to work this out. And I told her the agreement, it was we are having a prenup. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, and we're going to do it the right way. Bottom line is we didn't do the proper research in advance to find out what we really needed to do. So now we're kind of in this position where we need to, you know, we need to figure out where we're going to take it from here. And, you know,
Adam, let me ask you a question. Can he just simply cancel whatever arrangements there are?
No, he has to. The problem is that the family gets involved. They've already made deposits. They put money on things. You can't get that back sometimes.
Right.
And it offends people.
Yeah, I mean,
people.
You know.
Why? What do you mean?
It might be a small price to pay to reimburse.
Yeah, I mean, we're
people.
Looking at a couple grand there. You know, I mean,
it's a lot cheaper than vagina money.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
So you know, and you know, I mean, you know, I know Adam will disagree with me on this, but you know, maybe I can talk her into, you know, just not doing the paperwork, and you know, maybe I can. I don't know if maybe we can go through all the ceremonies and make it look like we're married and everything, and then. You know,
I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, this is a question. I always think of it 3 a.m. when Adam's not there. And then when Adam is here, I forget to ask that question.
You can call me at 3 a.m.
Well, I've got your number. I could very well do that. But, you know.
I would take your call.
I don't want to get in the way of whatever you have going on at 3 a.m. But no, but here's the question. You talked about the possibility of, you know, having a ceremony or having a reception, but not actually getting married.
Just not signing the paperwork.
How does that go down?
That's great.
Really?
What do you mean, of course?
Well, but wait a minute now. I know we don't have common law marriage in California.
Now, by the way, it's something that he also asked me about. Daniel and I were talking about this, too.
But
don't
we also have things like, and in fact, you yourself, I believe, have recommended that guys get these agreements. They're like prenups if you're just living with someone.
Yes.
So, therefore, if you tell the world, this is my wife, but she's really not your wife, but she lives at your house. She gets mail in your mailbox. She gets DWP bills on all these things. Ultimately, when things don't work out, as they usually don't, isn't it possible she could make a case and say, hey, we lived together as husband and wife. We did everything. We have the whole, to the whole world, we were husband and wife.
That's true, but it doesn't matter. What the
really?
Danger? Yeah, absolutely. You never become husband and wife. Never, ever, ever. Maybe in Pennsylvania, which is a common law state, but not in California.
Right.
But the thing is that there's palimony, which is what you're talking about.
Right.
Which is after you break up and the woman says, he promised to take care of me. He promised he was going to send me through school. He promised me a car, etc. And that is the danger in that. But, for example, there are a number of women, and this is, by the way, going to be supposedly getting scaled back, but there are a number of women who have lifetime alimony. And we're talking big money sometimes, Tom.
Yeah.
Amazing. And they don't want to compromise that. And what they do is they get married to someone else, accept the marriage. So they even have some kind of a priest come or whatever, and they have a big ceremony, but they never get a marriage license at the courthouse, and they never file anything. So they did this whole, you know, shindig, but it never actually was a marriage, and so legally speaking, they're not married. They can continue collecting the alimony from the previous marriage. And I think that sometimes women have this thing that they really want the party, and they want the drama with the bridesmaids and all that, and I'd say, if that's important to you, sweetie, then you can have all that, and I will participate, but I'm not signing a fucking marriage certificate. And that's really the smart way to go.
Oh. I'd be worried. I would be worried that somehow she would make She'd make a precedent out of it, you know. She'd go
it's
to court.
It's possible.
And a judge would say, you know what? You're right. Everyone thinks you're his wife. The family thinks you're his wife. The friends think you're his wife. The electric company thinks you're his wife.
Now, she's still not your wife, but there are possibilities that are open, as you see. What's interesting about talking to Daniel is Daniel's not 20. Daniel's in his early 30s. And so this is not something stupid that he's doing. And I think that he's at the point in his life that he could have actually, as I understand, accumulated some property. He's got some real estate and so forth. He's got things to lose. So it's not just idle chit-chat, you know. A lot of guys used to call you, Tom, I remember, especially in the day. And they'd say, what do I need a prenup for? I don't have shit. What's the difference? Right. And you would always say, what, you're never going to have anything? You think
what
of yourself
you,
as a
gonna
loser?
What are you, going to be a loser forever?
Yeah. Right, right. So here is a guy, Daniel, on the phone here, who's saying, look, I actually am not in my 20s. I'm in my 30s, and I actually have accumulated some things that I want to protect. And the honest truth in terms of any people, you know, people are always afraid of lawsuits and liability. You've talked about, you bought, I think, errors and omissions insurance, which is quite expensive.
Yes.
Well, the biggest danger that you're not even thinking of is from your wife, because nothing is ruinous as divorce. And if you own property and you're worried about your pension and your future and your 401k, the one thing that can fuck you out of it all is not a minor car accident, Tom. It's a marriage. That's what's going to kill you.
Right.
It's the thing you never saw coming.
Yes.
And then you get into these dilemmas, like what the reason I asked Daniel to call is because he loves this woman, wants to have kids, wants to do the right thing. Her parents are renting places and organizing it, and they're talking about getting married in Italy in August or whatever. But the problem is that by the very act of doing that, you fall into the Barry Bonds problem, which is that the marriage is now in motion, and getting a prenup is under the pressure of the marriage. And the suggestion is, if you don't do the prenup, then we're not going to do the marriage. Therefore, the woman does the prenup and claims later that it was coerced.
Right.
And they challenge a prenup every single time.
Even when they say they're not going to. That's something guys have to understand.
And if you think about, what's her name, McCourt. Jamie McCourt.
Yes.
Who actually, I read it again, and this is something Daniel pointed out to me. It was actually a postnuptial agreement. But it's the same law. It doesn't matter, okay? She was a lawyer. She was a fucking lawyer herself, okay, for real, all right? Went to law school. And she says later on, with a lawyer helping her, she didn't understand the terms of her prenuptial and her postnuptial agreement that she signed. You've got to be kidding. And that worked. That flew. It was set aside.
Unbelievable.
So,
but it wasn't part of that. And again, I'm going by what was in the papers. I didn't see the actual paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't part of that that the lawyer made out four copies of a document, and two of them said one thing, and two of them said the exact opposite?
The lawyer made some slight technical mistakes, okay? So what, that's hundreds of millions of dollars down the tubes? Come on.
I don't know how they handle that stuff.
That
can
happen.
It's
innocent enough.
Right.
The only way it's going to work, Tom, is what you did, where you have it with a ceremony, with a videographer.
Yes.
I think you used a retired judge. It's
I
not
did.
A bad idea.
Yes, I did.
But that ain't no $150 gig.
No, but he was on camera asking my ex all these questions.
And she still wanted to challenge it, right? So there you go.
Well, she wanted to, but she never actually did.
Okay.
Because I said,
dissuaded.
I've got the video. You go right ahead and challenge it, darling, but I'm not paying your legal expenses. And I'm going to bring popcorn to court so we can sit and watch this video. With you saying you speak English, that you understand what the agreement is about, that you know that you are not going to get any spousal support, that you know that there is no community property. What you earn during the marriage, you get to keep, and what I earn during the marriage, I get to keep.
Right.
And it was all on tape.
Yeah.
In fact, she went a step further, which I think her attorney was like rolling her eyes when she saw this. She actually went out of her way to say, I'm just marrying you because I love you. I'm not doing this for money. Okay, good.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
Thank you for that.
Say it a little louder. Say it again for the camera.
Yeah, well, she said it for the camera. She looked into the camera. Thank you. So I was not the least bit worried about her overturning it.
But you spent some money on that, right?
I did, but look how much I saved in the end.
Right. Well, I told Daniel to retain me, Tom, and he wouldn't. Naughty Daniel.
Really?
He's still thinking about it.
I lost. What was that?
I said that in the end, you didn't hire me.
Well,
He cheaped out, Tom.
I got one more. I'm on the air. I'm helping you out here. All right. So
you're helping Adam out here. Wait a minute.
Is that great? What a guy.
He asked me to come on.
Understood. Oh, I was being gracious. Come on.
it is an honor to be on.
Thank you. I think we get more than enough calls. Anyway, you know, don't go crazy here.
I do have one more question. I know you don't work for me, Adam. But is it okay to get as much free advice as you can?
You see that, Tom?
I'm just trying to make ends meet here.
All right, go ahead.
Can I ask one more question? Okay. Let's say I go through all the ceremonies and everything, and we don't find shit. Okay? Because all this stuff's in motion, you know. After the fact, after, you know, we've gone to Italy, done our honeymoon, you know, but nothing's legal. After the fact, can we then come back later, do a prenup, and do it legal with a prenup?
No, that's suicide. Tom, tell him to DTB, please.
Well, that's number one.
Is it possible?
Do you see how every sentence ends where he's still with her?
Here's another question I have for you, Adam. This whole concept of a post-nuptial agreement, which is what the McCords had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to say that you signed a prenup because you have rented the Sportsman's Lodge for September 30th, and you've already put down a $1,500 deposit, and now you feel like you're shining under duress. All right. But after you're married,
right?
What more pressure can there be? You are a captive audience now.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about duress. Your husband comes home one day and says, honey, I know we don't have a prenup, but you're going to have to sign this. Now, I don't know, if a prenup doesn't stand up when you have rented the catering hall several months in advance, how does a postnup stand up when she's already your wife, she already gets mail out of your mailbox, she already has the checks from Wells Fargo with the kitty cats or the stagecoach on or whatever with both your names on it. Now, what more duress is there? She's already...
She's not living at the Roach Motel.
She's checked in, and she's not checking out.
Oh, God.
How can you make an agreement out of that?
Like Adam said, legally, she's not. There's no common law,
Daniel. Tom's talking about if you really were married. As you see, they're a lot less effective.
Okay.
It didn't work for the McCourts. By the way, Trump also had post-nuptial agreements that didn't work.
Because I get guys who call. I'm going to tell you, and you've heard these calls. The guys call in, and they don't have the balls to close the deal with the prenup. So they kind of put off the situation. We'll get married first, and then we'll talk about a post-nup. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that worse than trying to get her to sign before you get married?
Yeah, it's much worse. And it's not going to work legally.
Post-nups. Don't bank on those.
No,
that wasn't for you because you're not getting.
I'd say Tom.
Numped.
No, but I understand in certain circumstances there are particularly cases where, let's say, you have children and she has children, you know, from prior relationships, and then you get married and you're starting to get all these different assets or stock benefits or whatever, stock options, and then sometimes you will make postnuptial agreements so that she can look after her kids and you can look after your kids. You're not going to feel towards her kids, and she's not going to feel towards your kids in the same way as your own kids, right? I mean, even if they're your stepchildren and you like them or whatever. So there is a place for a prenuptial agreement, but it's pretty clear that if you don't have a prenuptial agreement, you know, the horse has pretty much left the barn.
Right.
And so the postnuptial can only do so much for you.
Yes.
I think Daniel was trying to come up with another fantasy where he goes through all the ceremonies without getting the license and without making it legal, and then at some point thereafter in the future he gets the prenup and then legally marries her even after that somehow. And that I think that's that
why
we're starting
can't,
to push
by the way,
here.
Dan, if I may ask, why don't you just close the deal? You either get a prenup that's going to hold up, so you cancel whatever you got,
I can't
you pay
now.
Off the Why not?
Because we already have like the reception's already
but
planned.
Can you cancel
and, you
that
know,
and reimburse everybody and say, okay, we're starting from
scratch? I don't know. Ask Adam. I don't know.
No, Dan's not even going to spend any money on hiring me, so he's not paying back anything. He's not reimbursing his father-in-law.
You know, I tried to pay Adam. I'm sorry.
I don't remember. I must have missed that.
You told me an hour's worth of your time was $325. I said, fine, I'll pay you $325 just for you to answer a few more questions. What did you tell me? Oh, now I want $1,500.
No, I suggested you give me a retainer. That's normal.
Yeah, no, and I understand that, but
and
I
by
wanted
the way,
something different. 15, I wanted another
1500
hour to just ask a few questions.
$1,500 is very
That's
fair.
That's what I wanted.
You do understand what a retainer is. Wait a minute. Let's talk about this.
No, I don't understand what a retainer is.
Oh, that's good.
I asked him that.
That's a good question.
And he didn't answer me.
Now, well, Tom's going to tell you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, because I've paid them many times. A retainer is not a payment.
That's right.
It's held in escrow, and the hours that you use your attorney are deducted from the retainer. Anything that is left after your attorney does the job is refunded to you.
Exactly right.
Okay, now... See, now I know what a retainer is. That's great.
That's what this show is great for.
See, Tom, that's, you are the bomb. You're explaining to the audience here.
It was like getting I didn't quite go to law school, but I certainly got a lot of education over the years.
Didn't your dad drag you to Columbia or something
that? He wanted me to go to Columbia to become an attorney. That's what he wanted.
That was a little traumatic, right?
He had no idea you'd get a great law education by simply getting married and divorced four times. It's amazing what you learn. Then, when I was being sued by that lady up in Alaska,
oh God,
I got a complete education on what post-traumatic stress disorder is. I spent weeks in court learning all the ins and outs.
Unbelievable. I did. Unbelievable.
And being pointed at by that ambulance-chasing attorney on the other side. The worst. All right, Dan, you've been enough of a snorer here. Now, next, you're going to have to either pay up or get up. So, I recommend...
You want to blow me up, Tom? You can blow me up.
I recommend you hire an attorney, and this man is our choice. So...
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
All right. Don't do this without an attorney. Seriously. All right?
Don't do what?
Do not do any of this stuff you're talking about without the guidance of an attorney. Don't do it.
I hear you, Tom.
No matter what you think it costs, I'm telling you it will cost more if you don't do that.
I understand.
Okay.
Completely. Thank you so much. And Adam, thank you for all the great advice, and I'll be in touch with you.
And now I'm going to blow you up. Tom is our telephone number. We're here with attorney Adam Sachs on a bonus hour. That means if you call in right now and you're listening live just before 7 o'clock on the West Coast, just before 10 o'clock on the East Coast on Tuesday, you can call right now and talk to an actual attorney with your actual question. Now just make an actual phone call.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
How do you like the sound of this? 18 years. Are you hearing me, boys? 18 years of child support. In fact, sometimes as much as 25 years of child support is what you'll be paying. For a few moments of pleasure, that will change your life forever. Not just change your life, but in many cases, ruin your life. It's condoms, 100% of the time. If you don't follow this mandatory rule, you fail. No piece of ass is worth the risk. Now listen, I want you to go to condomjungle.com. That's condomjungle.com. And see just how fast and easy it is to get your condoms online and always be prepared. Now, they ship anywhere, and don't worry, it's totally discreet. Try it once, and you'll never buy condoms in a store again. Order online at condomjungle.com today. Use coupon code TOM, T-O-M, TOM, and get 15% off your first order. It's condomjungle.com, coupon code TOM. Hump responsibly.
All right, I'd like you to come away with me for a moment, if you don't mind. Imagine yourself as a lizard, a cold-blooded reptile. You're sitting out on a rock, the sun, in the Galapagos somewhere, just seeping nutrients, soaking up the vitamin D from that sun. Feels good. Feels damn good. But take that sun, replace those rays of life with New Normal Music. Go to newnormalmusic.com and be that lizard. Soak up those jams. Just start seeping, man. It's newnormalmusic.com. My name's Art Webb. I'm here every day, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pacific time. newnormalmusic.com. Do it.
Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to premiumtom.com right now and sign up. PremiumTom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features. Be Funny, Like Us 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Like Us 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed, and by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Chuck in Auburn, Washington. You're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest attorney, Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
I had you guys kind of touched on this a little bit earlier in the conversation with the last caller. I'm not married. Don't ever plan on being married. I've listened to Tom enough to know that that's just an absolutely terrible idea. But kind of want to know what the risks are cohabitating with a woman. I got a couple of buddies that are doing this right now with a long-term girlfriend, live in the state of Washington, and just wondering what risks are they having there as far as obligations if they tell them to leave or, you know, if they break it off, something goes wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty risky, I'll tell you. It's not a joke. I'm actually licensed also in Washington State, and in the context of doing that, I started learning Washington law, and it's very much like California. And you have two different aspects. First of all, if a woman moves in, then she's like an occupant, you know. And if you wanted to get her out for whatever reason, you break up. It's the same kind of thing like when someone rents a place. You can't just change the locks. You know, you have to actually throw her out legally with what's called an unlawful detainer. And I have seen cases where the woman won't leave. And I think this happened to our good buddy Tom over here at one point.
That's right. More than once.
More than once, jeez. So that's a big
your house
problem.
Is like they used to say that old TV commercial for the Roach Motel. The roaches check in, but they don't check out.
Yeah, I mean, the you know, this thing where you saw in the movies where the woman's throwing the guy's clothes out the window onto the lawn, you know, those days are over. So that's really a significant concern. The bigger concern is palimony. And that's a very problematic area of law. It's much more of a roll of the dice, but essentially, typically it's the woman, will claim that the man made promises to her. Now, there used to be a promise to get married, and that was actually illegal. That was what's called criminal conversation at one time, where you promised a woman that you'd marry her, and then you got her to have sex with you and so forth, and that was actually a big problem. But now, what it's morphed into is typically a promise that you're going to take care of her, you're going to buy her certain things, you're going to pay for her to go to school, things like that. And so,
well, and all that stuff amounts to a bunch of he said, she said.
I know, but don't forget, you know, we have law that really favors women, and she comes into
in
court.
Washington, absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's a big vagina right there. And don't forget, she comes into court, she's crying, she's hysterical, and she's, you know, looking at you, she's penniless, she's in the street, and you're living as high on the hog as you ever did, theoretically, let's say. Because as the man, you were the one working hard, making the big bucks. So it's probably a good idea.
All that can come from, and not without even being married.
Yeah,
living together in promises that you may have made at some point during a relationship.
Look at the epic fight that went on between Mel Gibson and that Russian lady, right? They were never married. I mean, this is what goes on in the modern world. So, you know, when you talk about these guys that are friends of yours, it may be appropriate to sign cohabitation agreements, which are sort of like prenuptial agreements in a way. And it's like, we agree to live together, and you're not getting any rights in my property, and I haven't made you any promises.
By the way, my question is always, Adam, you know my question. My question is, what is the benefit to you for her to have the key to your place? What's the benefit to you?
That's a whole different story.
I think it's a question you need to ask before you start talking about moving people in.
Let's face it, Tom. A lot of guys want mommy. Okay, they want to have a woman in the house. They don't want to have to go and find sex and deal with it and whatnot. They want to have this woman that theoretically is living with them and caring for them and doing the wash.
Theoretically.
Meals or whatever.
Which American women don't do anymore anyway.
Well, of course. But the bottom line is that, you know, a lot of guys don't have a whole lot of game, and they're not going to go out and pick up a chick every couple of days.
Well, you know what the guys always say when they're getting screwed in a divorce, and she's going to get vaginamony so she can live the life that she's become accustomed to. They say, well, why don't I get a blowjob every day so I can live the life I had become accustomed to?
That's straight out of Chris Rock.
Right, but by the way, it was pre-Chris Rock. It's been going around a long time.
You talk what he was accustomed to.
Yeah, the life that you become accustomed to. You know, why are women allowed to become accustomed to a certain way of life? By the way, there's a lot of people listening right now who are accustomed to having a job, and they lost their job. But why can't they go to court and sue for the life they become accustomed to?
Yeah. Chris Rock said, she can have the alimony, but I want the pussy payments.
Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me. And by the way, I've shocked a few people lately, Tom, by answering my own phone, as I always said I did. I actually was talking to a guy maybe 2 days ago, and he's going on and on with me. Real nice guy. And then he says to me, listen, I got all my information. When do I get to talk to Adam Sachs? I said, you're talking to him right now? And the guy was thrilled, to say the least.
The guy who called me today and wanted to speak to me.
You used to play that. You used to go, you want to talk to Tom?
We
hold
did it
on.
Today.
You did that whole switcheroo
thing? That happened.
Oh, you want to talk to Tom? Hold on a second. I'll get
that
him for
happened.
You.
Stay tuned. It. That's going to replay if you didn't hear that. You
I missed that. I'm going to listen to that later.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you can reach me toll-free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And it's also Adam Lawyer, adamlawyer.com.
There we go. Adam Sachs is here every other Tuesday, for Christ's sake.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
I'm Wicked Buzz.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Sitting in, it's Adam Sachs.
Wait, for this?
Got a couple stories here. Jason Segel heading to AA after his split from Michelle Williams. You contend that this broad is toxic.
She's trouble, man.
Is
First
she really?
Of all, she's a single mother, so that goes without saying. You shouldn't be dating her.
Uh-oh.
And second of all, obviously she drove her first husband to suicide or whatever it was, overdose on pills. So now she's torturing Jason Segel, right?
I
Not
guess.
Anymore.
They're saying that
he's
Segal's
an AA
in,
Dean,
he's
come
in,
on.
He's in bad shape.
It's called Away from Michelle Williams. AMW. He's gone.
Yeah, but she's a single mother, so that's breaking Tom's rules right there.
I don't know. She's rich as shit, so hold on a second.
I don't think he's doing so bad. He was in the Muppet movie.
He was also in, whatever. Fuck him.
All right.
He's in all those comedy movies that have come out. In
but we have to talk
by
about...
By Judd Apatow. He's in all of them.
That's
so, I mean,
true.
He does all right.
Well,
but I'm
we
saying
have to talk
she
about...
sure does better. But she wasn't even married, I don't think, to Heath Ledger, so...
No, sure. Of course she was.
Was
of course she?
She
was.
Oh, I thought they
was.
Just had a kid together.
She gets all the royalties.
He knows this stuff, dude.
She gets all the royalties forever and ever. Don't forget.
Yeah.
But the really important thing is talking about my neighbor, Ozzy Osbourne, over there in Hidden Hills, okay? Now, I've seen this guy out in public, and he is gone, okay? He took so many drugs in the rock star days that his mind is fried, and now apparently he's going to be going through a divorce. And, Dino, you said the very important question last hour about what he should be doing, you know, kind of getting ready
Knowing
for it or whatever.
Coming down the line.
Exactly.
I was going to save this, so hopefully, for your hour coming up in which you answer people's questions about divorce and pending divorce in this case. But I really want to know, if a guy is going to get divorced and he knows it's going to happen, what steps should he take to start protecting himself before he actually files
for
it?
They're really crazy among us, you know, start transferring everything to the Cayman Islands or whatever, which is not a good idea.
You can get screwed for that.
Yes,
right?
That's a big mistake. Yeah. But I have to tell you, and this goes all the way back to my Danny Bonaducci days, okay, the most important thing that Ozzy needs to do is wake the fuck up. okay? He's walking around telling TMZ and whatnot that he's not getting divorced and that everything's okay. It is not okay. And what guys do is guys wait and they live in denial and they pretend it's going to go away. And meanwhile, the woman is sharpening the blades, okay?
Well, she probably made more money than he did while they were together, right?
Well, not towards the end. She was on those
reality
shows.
Adam still didn't answer
show.
The question for the common man. I'm talking about for people listening to this show. And they're thinking about getting divorced. Forget Ozzy Osbourne. Get it out of your head. And by the way, just to show how much Adam knows, Michelle Williams and Heath Ledger were never fucking married, just like I said.
Oh, fuck you, Dino.
And right. Call me fucking right.
How about Dead
what
Mouse
does the guy do?
And Kat Von D? They're planning to get married.
Answer it.
Underwater themed.
Okay, wait a minute. He's saying I didn't answer it. This is the news, goddammit.
He's not giving up.
Put the teletype on.
Like, he doesn't see that this
is going on. Dino, the bottom line is that he needs to get a lawyer and face reality and start working on it and stop pretending that his wife's taking him back. Okay? Sharon is the woman that was on The View talking about how funny it was to cut men's penises off. Remember that?
Yeah.
I can't let that slide, okay? She's got a plan already. She's already listing their assets. She's already done with him, and he's in la-la land pretending it's all going to go away. So that's what he has to do first. Snap out of it.
Another celebrity wedding on the way. It's Deadmau5 and Kat Von D. These two probably have a ton of cash. I wonder if there's a prenup involved there. There has to be, right?
One would hope.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people don't do it and should know better. Like Steven Spielberg, for example.
The fact that they're having an underwater theme wedding means that they should automatically be fired.
You don't see that as a good thing?
I'm serious. They just
it's need symbolic. The guy's drowning. Mm-hmm. Drowning.
I didn't think about that. That's
done. All right, couple of pick alerts for you. Check out Serena Williams on the beach in Miami in a terrible. I mean, Jesus Christ, this woman's huge.
She really is. This is not what I expected.
That's
at
the biggest
all.
Ass I've ever seen.
Is that pure muscle though? We don't know.
Yeah, ever.
No,
it looks like she could serve drinks on the back of that
muscle.
Ass. So it's all
she's
good.
A superstar tennis player. Yeah. You got to give her credit for that.
All good.
She's loaded too. And then you got the Allure's annual nudes issue with Jennifer Morrison, amongst other people. You got to check out the. This is pretty nice. She's a full blown hardwood floors down there.
She's unbelievable.
It's leaving very little to the imagination.
Congratulations to her.
I know. There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino, and that's Adam. Be sure to check out our podcast without Adam at GaryandDino.com. It's GaryandDino.com, brand new show every Friday. From the New Normal Studios of Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hey, it's Art Webb, and I'm here with Tom Likas Show P1, Liz Escobar. Liz is here to talk to us about a brand new concept, and the name of this thing is Foco You, Foco Me. Liz, what the folk is this?
A light bulb.
In Spanish.
In Spanish, it represents the light. Whatever you give, Foco You, you receive. Foco Me.
Foco Me. So basically, if you find yourself in a position where you're feeling like you got bad vibes, it's a mantra to remind yourself to almost center out, and you're putting these on t-shirts, and you're selling them to Tom Likas Show listeners as a reminder to keep those dream killers out. A lot of the same stuff that Tom talks about, right?
Right. Tell him, Foco You.
So if you go to what website, where can you get these t-shirts?
FocoYou-FocoMe.com.
And if you go to FocoYou-Foco, F-O-C-O-Me.com, you have a discount here for Likas listeners. How does that work?
Put Likas 101 as the code, and you'll get the 20% off.
So you get 20% off if you just go to FocoYou-FocoMe.com and enter promo code Likas 101. Liz, thanks so much for stopping in here. And all I got to say is, hey, Foco You.
Foco You too.
Foco Me.
Foco Me then.
Foco me.
Foco me.
Foco you.
Foco you.